You're listening to SBS News.
The Cranbourne Golf Club in Melbourne's southeast was sprayed with the Nazi symbol of a swastika this week. Victoria Police has launched an investigation. Errol Kaplan is the president of Cranbourne Golf Club and has been a member for 35 years. He says the attack is an attack against the entire community.
We find this vandalism abhorrent in its nature, unacceptable in any forum at any time. A lot of members support the call to the Victorian government to convene a roundtable of leaders to address this toxic bigotry and it threatening our way of life.
Jewish golfers founded the club in 1953 to cater for those who were prevented from joining other clubs due to their religion. The attack is the latest in a rise of anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. Last year, the Executive Council of the Australian Jury recorded 368 incidents, a 30% increase from the previous year. Andre Obler is the CEO of the Online Hate Prevention Institute. He says the institution has been working flat out since the outbreak of coronavirus.
Once there is higher unemployment, once things are difficult, people look for a scapegoat. And this is when the far right often does gain strength. People have been spending a lot more time online. Online content has been trying to indoctrinate people. With more online time, people have been more exposed to it. The situation is now ripe for that content to have spread.
Mr. Obler says movements must be monitored online so anti-Semitic attacks don't turn violent.
If we don't put a stop to it, it's going to plant seeds. Once things start returning to something closer to normal, those seeds can grow, leading to greater divisions within society, a threat to our multicultural community, exclusion for various people.
A sentiment shared by Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Davia Abramovich.
We have to be on our guard, that we cannot dismiss or downplay the threat to these kinds of individuals. We don't need a Christchurch happening here to actually wake up and understand that these particular individuals pose a serious threat.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.